Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, January 20th. In a press release, Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced that a Colorado lynx that became a viral sensation died of natural causes. The lynx became famous when a video of the cat sauntering around the ski slopes at Purgatory Ski Resort collected nearly 1 million views on YouTube. The animal was found dead on the west side of the ski resort by members of a ski patrol about 2 weeks ago. A necropsy of the 11-year-old male found a tumor in the animal's throat that prevented it from eating. Although not common, tumors are found in wildlife. While the news was greeted with regret by many people, this lynx is symbolic of the success of Parks and Wildlife's reintroduction program. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Information Officer Joe Lewandowski spoke with KVNF News on Wednesday.
Yeah, the lynx that was found dead at the Purgatory Ski Area had a tumor in its neck that prevented it from eating. It was a natural causes, and it was an old lynx. It was over 11 years old. While a lot of people are bummed out that a lynx died, we saw that by having this animal live this long and where it was living, that it did very well in Colorado. For a wild cat to live 11 years in a wild is pretty unusual. And the good news is a lot of people got to see it and gain a new appreciation of a large feline.
The rare and elusive cats were transplanted from Alaska and Canada into Colorado starting in 1999. A pair of lynx was photographed on Molis Pass earlier this winter. A microchip was found in the lynx from Purgatory, and it revealed that the cat was born in the Bear Creek area near Telluride in 2005. The cat's mother was one of the original lynx released in the reintroduction program. The sightings of lynx so far this winter have been consistent with years past.
We get probably four or five reports during the year of people seeing lynx along roads. Backcountry skiers will see them. They're what they call a low density species. We don't know how many there are, but you know, we don't have thousands of them in the state. They are very beautiful, cool little critters, and people do see them on occasion, especially, you know, in the southern and central mountains.
Even though this lynx at Purgatory met a sad end, the introduction of the animal in Colorado has been a success. Parks and Wildlife will continue to monitor the population of the cats in the state.
You know, just seeing a wild cat is really rare for most people, you know, in the country these days. It's great that people see this because I think it gives them a new, greater appreciation for what animals have to do to survive and an idea of how important it is to continue to conserve our wild places throughout Colorado. We've been doing surveys with remote cameras and on the snow surveys, and we see that the animals are occupying the habitat they should be occupying. And so lynx are doing well in Colorado, and you know, we'll continue to monitor them.
The Crawford Town Council held its regular meeting at the Crawford Town Hall on Wednesday night, and citizens got a firsthand look at all of the issues that challenge their small town. Mayor Wanda Goforth is facing a recall election that will tabulate results on February 7th. Meanwhile, there are two active lawsuits against the town. Staff is trying to come up with water and sewer ordinances that will possibly have to raise rates. And lingering debate about marijuana in the town continues to divide Crawford's electorate almost exactly in half. At the moment, Crawford's voters have decided against having retail pot shops, and Goforth imposed a 6-month ban on even discussing the subject of marijuana during council meetings. The most divisive issue Wednesday night regarded the possibility of Crawford getting a municipal court to enforce the town's laws, which, according to audience members, has not happened since the 1960s. Goforth repeatedly told the audience that the council has only had preliminary discussions about establishing a municipal court, and nothing is official. Now the council will attempt to settle these issues minus one trustee. In her mayor's report, Goforth announced that trustee Tammy Broughton has resigned from the board. Goforth said that Broughton submitted a letter of resignation, but Goforth had not read it as of Wednesday night. Broughton was not present at the meeting. However, she did post a lengthy opinion on Facebook earlier in the day that discussed many of these issues. The Facebook post has since been taken down. KVNF News obtained a copy of Broughton's Facebook post, in which she wrote, quote, "It's our way or the highway should be the town's motto with this incompetent, one-sided government that is going to lead this town into financial failure more than it already is." Broughton went on to write, quote, "It seems as though most of the council members are there for their own personal agenda. Basically, what we have is a bunch of sticks in the mud who are absent-minded and dead set against the laws which you, Colorado residents, passed. Vote yes on the recall if you like your freedom of living in Crawford. Otherwise, we will all live in a hell created by those few who think they can throw their weight around whenever they feel like it." End quote. All of the five trustees at Wednesday's meeting voiced their full support of Goforth and the staff. The vast majority of the standing room only crowd at Crawford Town Hall supported Goforth as well, evidenced by lifelong Crawford resident Ralph Clark, heard here reading a letter to the council.
Wanda and council, thank you for all you do and keep up the good work. Signed, Ralph Clark, born and raised, lifelong resident of Crawford. Damn proud of it.
The next meeting of the Crawford Town Council is February 1st. Colorado's new Select Committee on Energy held its first hearing on Thursday. As Benta Berkland reports, Republicans created the committee to help handle the increased workload that could come from changes from the Trump administration.
Republican Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction is chairing the committee. He says he wants it to be a forum for education, not argument. He hopes the committee will ultimately help the state reevaluate state energy policy.
And there's no doubt there will be some course corrections in the days and months and years to come, to the delight to some and the dismay of others. This committee was created to help Colorado make those course corrections and deal with those consequences, good or bad.
Republicans hold the majority on the five-member committee. The group will not vote on bills, but will have broader discussions. On day one, it was on statewide energy costs, production, and usage. Democrats made a point to talk about the importance of combating climate change. Scott says upcoming hearings will focus on specific energy sectors. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.